Luke 24, verse 8. And they remembered his words. In Jesus' name, dear fellow students of the Word, you know it's time to start classes when the bell rings. Sometimes even chapel when the bell rings. Out at Messiah, every church service is announced with a bell ringing. But you know, the women did not need a bell. In fact, they didn't need to go to the tomb at dawn that Easter morning. They had prepared their spices already on Friday afternoon, before sundown when the Sabbath started. And when the Sabbath was over Saturday afternoon at sundown, they probably decided it was too dark to go into a tomb. So they waited some 12 hours until the first day of the week, until the dark sky was beginning to turn gray. And they didn't need to go right then. After waiting that long, they could have waited another hour. They could have waited until 7:40 or 10:05 or 10:10. No doubt, however, they could think of nothing better to do at dawn because of their great love for Jesus. That love was something that they did need in order to start their journey while it was still dark. One thing they did not need was a worry nagging at them about the stone which had been rolled in front of the tomb, because when they arrived, they found it had been rolled away, of course. There was no need to keep wild animals away from a dead body anymore. And while the women were perplexed, wondering about finding the stone as they did, and about not finding Jesus' body as they did not find it, suddenly two angels found them. They were there to explain, "He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise?" So while the women had a large range of options as to when they might go to the tomb, and while they would not need what they thought so important to prepare 2 days earlier, no matter when they went, and while they did not need to move the stone or even worry about it, the one thing that they did need was to hear the word of their Savior, and that they received from the angel. The thing that ended the perplexity as well as the fright and the sorrow was the word of the Lord. Then they remembered his words. There are many things that we do not need in order to have the peace and joy of Easter in our hearts every day. It does not matter whether the whole world celebrates on the same day or not, at the same time or not, whether it is Saturday night or Sunday morning or Wednesday morning, whether we are early or late in life, or whether we don't even know if we're early or late in life. The angels will find us, no matter when or where our grave may be. And our grave too will one day be empty. Nor do we need to worry about the greatness of our sin, which like a stone would keep us from God and all joy. The whole world could put its solemn seal on that stone, testifying to our unworthiness. But that would not prevent our Savior from suffering in our place and rolling it aside. And when we stand before God, we will not need the sweet spices that we have prepared. It will not be because of works that we have done, but because of God's own great goodness in Christ, that our sins will be declared punished and our debts paid in full. All that is really needed is to remember how He told us when He was with us, "Be of good cheer, your sins are forgiven. Because I live, you also will live. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Come unto me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." Everything that was needed He has done. And with His resurrection He hands to us the victory over death, sin, and hell. No sickness, no injury, no pop quiz, no test, no trouble, no sorrow, no disappointment. None of the storms and setbacks of this life can take that victory from us. Remember how He told you. What love this causes to spring up in our hearts for Him who left His heavenly throne to bring us to such joy. No wonder Easter is observed not just 10 days ago, but every week. In fact, with our calendars, currently every day. Today is the 15th day of the fourth month of the year of our Lord, 2015. No wonder we would join the Marys in the gray dawn, or the disciples at night, or Peter on a rooftop at noon. Whenever and wherever His word is proclaimed, it brings forgiveness and peace and comfort and security for the rest of our life. Amen. Hymn 733, the first and last stanzas.